Welcome to episode 46, an excerpt from my interview with Lacan Olawoye. He is the founder of the Black Professionals in Tech Network, also known as BPTN. I am Nkechi Nwafor Robinson. Welcome to the Own Your Thrive podcast, an 846 episode. Following the brazen and unjust murder of George Floyd at the hands of an officer who was sworn to protect, I was knocked off my thrive. And as the host of a podcast that's all about thriving, I realized the toll it's taken for me as a Black woman to have found my thrive and to stay there in a world that sees my color as a lethal weapon and in many places not worthy of the basic human rights. So I invite you to listen to my guest, a person of color, who expresses what the significance and symbolism of having a knee to the neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds means to them. Their full interview will follow in the next episode.
There's a lot of people around the world that watched for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, you know, what it was like to be Black, essentially, you know, in a world that doesn't see us as equals. And so 846 has taken on a level of significance. My question to you is, what does 846 represent for you as a Black man?
That is such a profound question. And, you know, it's funny, I asked you like 846, tell me what that means before. Because I just know the trauma of watch, and I can't watch the full video of like watching George Floyd. And why I can't watch the full video, because that video represents to me my life. That in everything as a Black man that I do, I plead, please stop. Right? Like, it's like, please stop. Please, you know, get your shoulder, your neck, out, your elbow.
Get your knee out of your neck.
Just like get this stuff off my neck. And it is in how I engage. It is in how I live. It is in, you know, like how I stand up every day in my business, in my company, you know, in my relationships with the outside world. There's a constant pressure. A constant pressure that you cannot ever explain. That video brought to life the pressure of you cannot afford an unforced error. It was a counterfeit they killed him for. $20 counterfeit. I still don't know if at some point they asked him, did you know? That could have been you. That could have been anyone, because counterfeit, like literally people put, we don't do cash anymore, but like people used to put those thin under the scanner because it could be anyone, right? But somehow they killed this man for that. And that represent for me, man, that project, if you mess that project up, someone may get a second chance, you don't. You've lost that chance, right? That represents for me, you know, if you say you'll do 10 things and you did 8, that other 2, it means you weren't good enough. If you are, and this is personal, this is BPTN personal, right? And thank God that we've sort of like, I've pushed hard never to underperform. But, or if you, you know, promised 10, you gave 10, there's still, you know, that other thing that you didn't do that may not have been in the thing, but they're asking you for, right? Or You've done it and you've executed well on it, but somehow you are still not proven yet. But others that give you a concept paper get a million or two. This is our life. This is my life. And that video represented metaphorically my life. And people may believe, oh, you're over-exaggerating, but I'm not. That's why I come home tired. And my kids are like, but you've been in meetings all day. Yeah. But the knee's been on my neck all day. Right? So that is what that meant for me. That is why it is hard to talk about. It is hard to think about. It is. So I'm from the hood. I've seen people shot. I've seen people killed, right? In horrible ways. And this is more gruesome to me. Because this represents some, like, I can run away from a shooter. I can't escape this. This is my life.
Beautiful. That was powerful. Thank you for sharing. Please finish this sentence for me. What the world needs now is.
What the world needs now is. Man, I believe two things. The first thing is, what the world needs now is God.
Because of, right.
Man.
Seriously.
Oh my God. I don't think we're fighting. This is not a flesh and blood fight, but I'm gonna leave that. I'm gonna leave that to Sunday morning if folks wanna, like, I don't think, number one, this is not, like, I'm on my knees every, because this is not a flesh and blood fight. Yeah. Right, the first thing. The second thing for others, I believe the world needs grace.
Yeah.
Like, just an ability to love on folks even when they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't mean we don't protest. That's not what I'm saying. Doesn't mean we don't riot.
Give them grace for protesting.
Exactly.
Yeah. You try to, like, understand.
Some,
you try
some
to
of our
understand.
Allies just need to be like, man, I get it.
Yeah.
And some of our folk from our community be like, man, God, I understand. You know what I mean? That
I
grace.
Understand.
Just, yeah, that grace. That's what we need right now. Yeah. Because, man, the world is.
Yeah.
Something's happening.
Yeah. Tune in to the next episode for the full interview.